Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Tes. The Gemara brings the Maimra, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Kol Tabach She'eni Yedei Hilchas Shechita Asa Lechol Mishchita Asei. If you have a Sheikha that doesn't know Hilchas Shechita, you're not allowed to eat from a Shechita. And the Gemara says, the Chiddush is, that you would think if he shechted a few times and we saw he shechted good, so maybe min hastam he can emanate shechted good, but no, if he doesn't know Hilchas Shechita, you have to be choshish, that maybe he didn't do the Hilchas Shechita properly, he did Shia or Drasa, and he didn't know. So he brings down the five Hilchas Shechita. Shia, Drasa, Chalada, Hagroma, and Ikur. And like the Gemara says, Kula Tadinu, they're all in the Mishnais, and we'll get to the Prati Halachas. Not sure if I'll get to them in the Shia, but the Gemara, the Sugyas, will get to the Prati Halachas. Shia means that there can't be a pause in between the Shechita. There might be a Shia, how much Shia you could have. That's a Sugya later on the Avamid base. Drasa is that the Shechita has to be done in a back and forth motion. If it's, the knife wasn't moving from side to side, it was pushing straight down into the simen. That's a psul, that's nevela, that's drasa. Chalada is if the knife was not open, it was not exposed to the outside. The case that's definitely a problem is if you stick the knife under the simanim, and you shech them, perhaps you shech them backwards, or you stick it under one simon and shech the other simon, and then you shech the first simon. Now, if you stick it under the skin and shech, that's a shail in the Gemara. And a grama is, if you shech not in the right place, if you shech it too high on the kana, you have to shech through the windpipe. If you shech it by the shipuya kaiva, where there's a cover to the windpipe, if you cut the windpipe over there, which is not really the windpipe, it's already the throat, the top of it, then that's hagrama. And ikur is a machlokes rishonim. Rashi says over here that ikur means, he brings the Mishnah, shachar avesher upasak hagargeres. Now, lachari means you didn't shecht it all together, you didn't shecht it with a knife, you just ripped it. Yishayinim abadid, that's not a shechita altogether, not a psul in the shechita. It's not a shechita altogether. They ask other kashas in Rashi also. Taisus only asks this kasha. Mainly he learns that we're talking about yishechta with a knife, but the knife had a pegima in it. And since the knife had a pegima in it, it didn't slice through it. They ripped it through the pegima. That's called ripping it, and that's a din in hilchas shechita. Yishayinim bring kashas, there's a havmin about ifis, you don't have ikur. And by Malika, you don't have ikur. And how would that fit if you're not shechting it all together? You're just ripping the simen. So the Rishonim bring the Bahag. The Bahag says that it means that the simen was nekem im kaimai. That the simen was dislocated from its place. But that alone, Vaisdais, Rav Rishonim bring the Bahag like this. That the simen was dislocated is not a problem. It doesn't make it a treifa, because the simen is still there. It's just dislocated from its place. But there's Xerius Akasov that when you shech the simen, which is dislocated from its place, that's not called a shechita. So if the windpipe or the food pipe is pulled out of its place, it's pulled out of the throat, but it's still whole, so the behemoth is not considered treifa, or something's rave of it is nekamim kaimai, it's still hanging on a little bit, so that's not called a treifa. But there's a din that when you shecht it, the shechita won't work, so when you shecht it, then it will become an nevela. The Rabban is very bothered by this Hagdara. He doesn't understand how that could be such a thing, that it's not called a chafe, it's a perfectly good animal, but still, when you shecht it, it's not a good shechita. So he says, no, that if either the Ika would make it a chafe, the Simon's Nekim Kaima, it's called a chafe. But the din in Hilchas Shechita is, it's not stam, that when it's neker becomes a treifah, it's not a din in Hilchas Shechita. They have a lot of treifahs. Now the din in Hilchas Shechita is, Dr. Ramban, this nusach, that if it became neker during the Shechita, then it's exeris akasav, it's not only a treifah, but it's also an avela. If it was neker before the Shechita, then it's taka treifah, and then it's not an avela. But if it's neker during the Shechita, then it becomes an avela as well, and it's metame. That's how he learns the bag. When again, this shayla, what's ikus simanim? Is ikus simanim make it a treifa, or does ikus simanim make a psul in the shchita? It's really negay a sugi later naf mem dalad mem aleph in the third parak. Al kapanim, those are the five vilchas shchita, shia, if it's pause in the middle of the shchita, drasa, if the knife was pushed down into the simen rather than sliced back and forth, chalada, where the knife was pushed under the skin or under the simen and shechted that way rather than shechting it while the knife is open, exposed. Hagrama, where it shechted too high on the kana. And ikur, which is the shayla, does it mean stam that it wasn't shechted properly because it was a pegima, or the simen was ripped, or does it mean that the simen was nekar before the shchita or during the shchita, and that would make a psul in the shchita? Then the Gemara brings the next maimon from Avuda Mishmuel, Hatabak Sar Sheyivdek B'Simanim Achar Shchita. Sheikhet has to check the simanim. He can't rely that the simanim are cut through. He has to actually check to make sure that Rav of the simen was shechted. And the Gemara says, Loi Badak Mai. What's the din if the Sheikhet did not check the simanim? So Gemara brings the Machlekes, Rablezer Ben Atiklis, Rablezer Ben Yamit Trefa, Vasura Ba'achila. He holds his treif and it's asa b'achila. Masnisa tana nevela matama b'masa. The Ramban says, and even man the omen that says treif, it doesn't mean that there's an issa treif. Rather, the problem is that you didn't shecht it properly, you would have an issa nevela. But the reason why he calls it a treif is that it's not matama b'masa. And the Brisa says it is matama b'masa. B'maika miflagi. What's the svaris of machlekes? But the Ravuna, the Amma Behema Bechayah, Becheskis Issa Medesh Shevadachom Nishkata. He holds his Becheskis Issa on the Behema. So Mela, any suffix that you have would blind a Vade Issa Mitzad Becheskis Issa. The only Nishkata Becheskis Hete Shevadachom Anitrifa. But if it was Shechted, then it's Becheskis Hete. If there's a suffix, you could assume Becheskis Hete until you know that there's a Treif. And that we'll speak about more a little bit later in the Shia. But the Ikka was saying now is the Cheskes Isser. Marsav v'Cheskes Isser kaim of Ashta Mesa. V'Marsav v'Cheskes Isser Amina v'Cheskes Tumalai Amina. One man the Amma holds that since it's v'Cheskes Isser, so Mela, you don't know if the Simanim was shechted because you didn't check to see if they were shechted Roiv, so Mela it's in Gansin of Helam, that's Matamba Masa. And the other man the Amma says, no, it's Dafka called v'Cheskes Isser, it's not called v'Cheskes Tumma. So Mele Lagabi Tumah, you don't say that. So Taisa says, Nasura Bachila, Mishun the Rav Pam Mshaykh is Shapir, Mishayim Midaraisa Lachmir Lasaisa Nevela. Sounds like Taisa says that Avad, if there's any real suffix, Avad would be Matamba B'masa as well, because you have a Chazaka. But here, since Rav Pam Mshaykhed properly, a Shaykh that checks, any Shaykh will tell you, he checks his Simanim, Rave at the times I've had the shechted good. I'm all, you find. It wasn't shechted properly. The simen wasn't cut through. But any someone experienced shechet, I've had the rave at the times that he shechs, it's cut through. So I've had them in their eyes, so you go bust the rave. And it's not called the suffix, even if you didn't check. It's a good shechita, you can go bust the rave. And in the Rabbanan, they said, you're mechuyiv to check. And in the Rabbanan, they asked it even to the Evid. And the machlekes is how far the Rabbanan went. Did they say, since they didn't consider it a good shechita, so it's not a good shechita, so I've added its tummy? Or did they say no? Since it's only derabanan, they're only geyser legabe achila, not legabe tuma. That's what Taisa's mashmilim shat in the sugya. Now the shayla is, why did derabanan, why were they machmir? Why did they go basarayv? Even if you're going to say if it's evshe levruay, and you could check it, you're mechuyiv to check, but with the evid you should be able to go basarayv. So you could say, and this is what it says in the Binas Adam, in Sharei V'Chazak I say, and Shar Issevet I Schuftes, you could say, Betzim, that it was a knas. Since they were Mechayiv, the Sheikha to Yubaydi the Simanim, they didn't want to go Basarayiv, could be because it's Efshe Levurei, and they're Mechayiv and Yubaydi the Simanim, he wasn't Yubaydi the Simanim, so they canceled. That's what the Binas Adam says, the Meshmeis of Taisus is. But the Rashba says a different svarah, which the Binas Adam brings down. The Rashba says a svarah that you don't go basarayv if it's a rayv atoli b'masa. If something's a rayv because that's the way it's done, that's the shvach of a rayv. The Sugyan Bechayr is Daf Yotes, which they bring about this Nakuda. But I understand the Svara like this. You know, you have two things. You have a Rav the Ruba the Issa Kaman. You know, you can count, there's a Rav. You have a Teisha Chanuyas that sells Shkuta, one Chanus that sells Nevela, you can count the Rav. It's a Rav. But that wouldn't apply here. You don't count. We don't know how many times it was Shechta with the Samanim cut through and how many times it was Shechta without the Samanim cut through. There's no rave that we could count. It's a Ruba de Lessa Kaman. Now Ruba de Lessa Kaman is very often a Teva. Rave Behemah Saksheres. Rave Nashim and not Eilenais. It's a Teva. It's a Teva in the Bria. So that rave is a rave that we could go on. But then there's a rave a totally b'maisa. It's not a Teva in the Bria. People usually do it this way. So that's not a shtarka rav, and the Rashba says that's the reason why you don't go bus a rav here, but the Rashba's also mashma that it's the Rabbanan. Rashba says, Klo, it's the Rabbanan. The Rashba also says it's the Rabbanan. But the reason why the Rabbanan didn't go bus a rav, because the rav atoli b'maisa. The Rambam, though, is mashmitz the Raisa. The Rambam says, Areza nevela. The Rambam's not mashmitz the Rabbanan. Rabbi Kivega, in Simon Beis, and also in the Chuvis Kof Samach Beis, he says that the Pshan in the Rambam is, because the Rambam holds that a Rav Atali B'maisa, you don't go bust with such a Rav, even be the Raisa. Doesn't have a Din Rav. It's not a natural Rav. It's a Rav Atali B'maisa, it doesn't have a Din Rav. So Lefizel, come in and you say this to Gazach, if we're learning Taka Taisus like the Chachmas Adam, because Taisus doesn't mention a Rav Atali B'maisa, and we'll learn it's Dama Knas because he didn't check. And the Rashba says the word that it's a Reva Tali B'maisa. It'll come out that according to Taisus is no Chsar in a Reva Tali B'maisa. And according to the Rashba, Midaraisi can go bus such a Reva in the Rabbanan, you can't go bus such a Reva. And according to the Rambam, if you learn like Rabbi Kivega, even the Rabbanan, you can't, even Midaraisi, you can't go bus such a Reva. It's not a Reva B'chlal, even Midaraisa. Very Yisaitis Tika Shaila Nilchus Reiv, what's the din of a Reiv Atali B'maisa? Chacham HaSadam there talks about that the Taz says that if you have meat and you don't remember if you salted or not, I'll be Reiv, if Adi you salted it, you go bust the Reiv. And the Chacham HaSadam is bothered, it's a Reiv Atali B'maisa. You see, you don't say that by the Simanim. Now the Shaila is what's Pshat in the Man Yomah that says that it's not Tomei. If you hold it's the Rabbanan, so that's what Taiz and the Rashba are saying, that the Rabbanan, they weren't Machma Lagabe Tumma. But if you hold it's the Raisa, so what's Pshan in the Man Yomen that says that it's not Tameh? If you mean the Raisa, you can't go Basarayv. So there, Bikivega wanted to say that maybe it's good for the Machlaikis if you could go Basarayv. Hatali B'maisa is a Machlaikis here. That's the Machlaikis of two Man Yomen. If you go Basarayv, that the Simanim will cut, the one that says it's Matami B'mas holds, you don't go Basarayv, even me the Raisa. And the other man, the Amma, holds that no, that midiraisi, you go bust such a rave, only midirabanan, you don't go bust such a rave. The male, they weren't gazed by tumma. So, it's a shaila how the Rambam paskin, because the Rambam over here, in Hilchas Shechita, he paskins its nevela. The Kesef Mishnah understood that he's paskin like the man, the Amma, is metami b'masa. And the Kesef Mishnah says, why did he paskin like the man, the Amma, that's metami b'masa? He says, two time, either because he wants the paskin l'chumra, or because he holds his mistabra tame. Now the time that he wants the paskin l'chumra is taka mashma, like Rabbi Kivega is saying that the din is a din deraisa, and he passes l'chumra l'gabi deraisas. But the Simla Chadasha in Simla Chafei, he argues on the case of Mishnah Mshan and the Rambam. He says, the Rambam here says, areza nevela. He says, it's very shver. What do you mean that he paskins, he's mistabra tame, the Rambam's not machri with his own svara in the Amiron? And also that you're saying that he paskins l'chumra, it comes at a kulu also, because if it's nevela and it's mitame b'masa, so you could burn chuma and catch him if it touches it. So that's a kulu also. So Simla Chadashi says it fakir. The Rambam here in Hilchas Shechita says it's a nevela, because he wants to tell you that the oivin is a nevela if you eat it. But in Hilchas Sharavah Satuma, he says that if any problem, any psul happened with the shechita, so melech nevelech metame b'masa. He says if a psul happened with the shechita, he never brings the halacha stam that you weren't beidik the simanim. L'chayre the pshat in the Rambam is, Vivaldi was mashmit the din, that if you weren't beidik the simanim, it's metame b'masa. In them state, after if you have a psul, then it's metame b'masa, but stam that you weren't beidik the simanim, it's not metame b'masa. So the Simcha Chadash wants to say fakert, that the Rambam holds it's asami deraisa, and it's still not matami b'masa. See, till now we were ending on a yisayin, and that's how Taisus is zichin ending on. Taisus that has to explain why is it not matami b'masa. So Taisus explains that since midiraisa it's kosher, it's only midirabanan yigobas right, lechmiru lasayisin evelo. Taisus, the svarip pshuta would be, if it would be deraisa, like let's say there'd be a suffix in the shchita, would that be matami b'nevelo? Would that be matami b'masa? Taisus avada yet? If it's a suffix, I mean deraisa it's aser. A suffix shia, a suffix drasa, whatever it is, midiraisa it's aser. Avada be matami. That's what seems that Taisus and the Rajban Namzan, that the Pshat is only because it's the Rabbanan, that's why they were Mitame b'masa. But if it be the Raisa, Vada be Mitame b'masa. And that's what Rabbi Kveg is naming on also, that he's saying the Rambam holds us the Raisa. Aye, what about the Man Yom, and it's not Mitame b'masa? So Rabbi Kveg in Simon Beis and Shulchan Aruch says he holds us the Rabbanan. Because if he holds us the Raisa, Raisa will be Mitame b'masa. But the Simon Chadosh is Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that it's nevela deraisa legabe achila, and it's still not metame b'masa. So that's naming on not like the sanocha that if it will be nevela deraisa, it will be metame b'masa. Now that was in the Gemara's mashma, like the Simcha Chadasha, the Gemara explains that the other man, the Omer that says it's not metame b'masa, says, b'cheskes iser aminon, b'cheskes tumalay aminon. Why is it asami deraisa, if it's a suffix? Because you have a chazaka, but the chazaka is only on the iser. As a machleik shishayim, we had referenced it earlier. We mentioned it. What is the becheskes iser? Which iser are we discussing? Rashi here says the iser of evim and achai. Hachreinim amazber Rashi. The Rashi holds mechzakinim the iser leiser. The Rashi really says it here. More mayrich about it in Yevamis. Mechzakinim the iser leiser. If you have a cheskes one iser, that could make a cheskes iser, even if that iser is not negay anymore. Because now it's certainly not evim and achai, because it's dead. But since it was asa be'issa evim and achai, and the question is, now did it become mutter, or does it have another iser and iser nevela? That's called the cheskes iser. Taisus, in a few places, argues on Rashi. Rabbi Shai Pig is mitzayin the Taisus, Yevam Islam and Amid Beis, and other places. Taisus holds that since there is no Issa Evim and Achai anymore, because now it's dead, the Shaila is to get an Issa Nevela or not, that you can't call that a Cheskes Issa. So Taisus always says a Cheskes Issa means that Mulvad the Issa of Evim and Achai, there's an Issa Asay to eat anything that doesn't have Shchita. There's an Issa of Einoi Zavuach. The Mitzvah Asay, an Issa Asay, it says V'zavachta V'achalta, that if there's no Zvicha, you can't eat it. But either way, this cheskes iser is a cheskes iser achila. A cheskes tumme never had. The behemoth was alive wasn't tumme. It was asa to eat, either because of Eva ben Achai, like Rashi, and you could say machzakinim iser leiser, or because it's an iser asev ein zavuach, which still applies now if it wasn't shechted. So there was a cheskes iser to eat it, but there was never a cheskes tumme. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Cheskes iser aminan, cheskes tumalay aminan. And that's how the Simcha Chadash learns the Rambam. He holds that the Rambam holds that if you didn't check the simanim, the beim is asami deraisa. Presumably because the Rambam holds that you can't go bas a raiv, it's a raiv atali b'maisa, so it's a suffix in the shita, and male it's asami deraisa, but Torah is vada you have a cheskes iser. And still it's not tamei. Why? Because you don't have a cheskes tuma. So the Shaila is Vaket. What's the Pshat in the Man Yomah that it is Tomei? The whole reason why it's Asur is because you have the Cheskes Isur and you don't have the Cheskes Tuma. So what's the Pshat in the Man Yomah that it is Tomei? So here there's two Mahalchim. There's a Mahalach that is considered a Chazaka even Legabe Tuma. It has a Chazaka of being in the veil even Legabe Tuma. I'll have to explain why. And there's another Mahalach that even if it doesn't have a Chazaka in Legabe Tuma, but since we paskin legabe the iser that it's a vaday nevela, that psak would apply to tum also. We don't want it to be a tardi desasri. Once it's a psak on the behemah legabe iser that it wasn't shechtin, so that psak would apply to other things also. So first, let's try to understand the svara that there could be a chazaka legabe tumos. So Emerson, the Rashba says it. The Rashba says a lashon that the one that says that it's muta holds becheskes is it have a kaimim mekminimla becheskes tumud la vekaimim misafik le mekminimla. It's only a cheskes is and not a cheskes tumah. And then he says, but what's the pshat in the other man the yomer? The other man the yomer holds that at ashtu bisur have a kaimim vahashtu mesa. Till now it was alive. Now it died. A balchai that died is an aveilim. The chayah means like this. Rabbi Kveger speaks about it in two places, in Simon Chav Hei and in Simon Chav Zayin. He brings down the Rashba. He learns of pshats like this. A behemoth when it's alive has a chazaka. The chazaka is that when it dies, it's going to be tummy. There's a potential chazaka also. You have such a thing in Yevamah Staf Laman Aleph Bemisin, where you have a chazakah, let's say it's talking about, you have someone's married to an Erev and a Tzaris Erev, and he gives a get, which is a Safek Karev Law, a Safek Karev Law to the Erev. So now, it's a Safek if that worked, and then he dies. So the Gemara says that the Tzaris Erev was a chazakah that she was in Gol Lashuk. He's a man that doesn't have children. If he's married to someone who's a relative of his brother, she's an erva to his brother, so that would pat to her and a tzara. That the tzara, her co-wife, wouldn't have to be miyabim. So the Gemara says that this tzara like has a cheskes het to l'shuk, and now that there's like a suffic gerish and on the erva, which then she wouldn't be a tzara's erva anymore, and she'd be zakuk li'ibum, that's going keneged the chazaka. Even though she was never mutal l'shuk. Calls man that her husband's alive, she's not mutal l'shuk. But it's a chazaka that when he dies, she'll be mutal l'shuk. And that's because he's married to the erva. And now there's a suffix, if there was a divorce by the erva, that's getting her out of a cheskes heter. You see, there's a chazaka on a potential as well. So every animal is a chazaka that when it dies, it becomes an avela. It needs a chiddish, it needs a shchita to be mechadish and take it out of its chazaka and make it that it should be tar. Even though the violet's tar, but it's an animal in its natural state will become tummy at its death. You need a chiddush to happen, a meiser shchita, which is a chiddush to happen to take it out of the chazaka that when it dies it will be tummy. So Rabbi Kveger in Simach of Zion is masbil lefizay. You don't need the cheskes iser before lefi what the Rashba is saying. It doesn't have to be aser before. Even legabe tumah. The site is when it dies, it's going to be asr. Or when it dies, it's going to be tameh. The shechita is a chiddush that happens. The stipla in Simon Tezvav, he's masbah a little bit more because he's bothered by the svara. He says, what do you mean? When it dies, it'll become tameh. It depends how it dies. If it dies regularly, it becomes tameh. If it dies like the shechita, it becomes tar. Why do you say there's a chazakah that when it dies, it'll become tameh? It depends how it dies. Depends if it dies regularly, if it dies like the shechita. But he says, no, dying is a natural thing. It's definitely going to die. Dying is not called a schachas that happens. It's definitely going to die. Shchita is a schachas. Shchita you have to do. You have to actually go and do the shchita. So it's b'chazaka. If everything is left in the status quo, it's going to become tamei. And it's going to be aser. So that's the chazaka. Now, like we said, the Rashba's mashma. Now the only reason for the man the Yomer that says that it's not Tameh is because it's the Rabbana. Basically, everyone would agree to this Chazaka. But Rashi is Mashma, and this Adachsam Seifer learns Rashi, that's goof of the Machlekes, these two man the Yomer. The man the Yomer that says that it's Becheskes Issa, not Becheskes Tumah, he holds there's no such thing as a Chazaka that it wasn't Geshachten. That's not the word. He has to actually be a chalais din that's there now. Isser is there now. You have the chazaka, it's asr, it has the isser. Nachzakinim isser, it has an isser evim and a chai, so it became asr, you assume it stayed asr. Nashengin tumu is never tummy. While it's alive, it's not tummy. So mela, it doesn't have a cheskes tumma. Because Rashi originally, by behema b'cheya b'cheskes isser, Rashi says, sherisur mishim evim and a chai. And that's why if a Safek B'Shchita happened, you maim it on the Chazaka and you say it's still asid eat, it's B'Cheskes Issa K'B'Tchila. But the Rashi di v'maskel mar sava becheskes isser. Rashi says becheskes erishin medis shaloi haisu shkuta. The cave in the becheskes ain't a shkuta mukmas lo harimesu matama. Zagdik sam sefer, that's good for the machlekes. The man the other that says it's dafka aser and not tame holds there's no such thing as a cheskes she ain't a shkuta. It has to have a din that's chal now. It's chal a din isser now. It's isser achil. It's not chal a din tuma now. Mashiach and the other man, the Amal's no. Becheskes is a kaima means becheskes she'en eshchuta, and now it applied to tum as well. That's good for the machlokes. So that's one mahalach how to understand why you have a chazaka legabe tuma, because the side of davar is it's a chazaka on the behemoth that's not shechted. The chazaka you need a schachis of shchita to make it that when it dies it shouldn't be tummy. A second mahalach, Rabbi Kvega mentions it, the Shmaitza Dalad, Perik Dalad mentions it, and the Stipler Simon Tezvav mentions it. It's enechinami, there's really no chazaka legabe tumme at all. But it's not shaykh to say that it's aser and not tumme, that's a tati de sasri. It's one shayla. Once it's achra on the shayla of iser, that the chazaka says that it's aser, is a melu bitame. Even though it doesn't have a chazaka legabe tumah as well. The Shmaitzer brings a riot to the Svara from the Gemara in Ksuvis that says, Acheskeseim mahani labas. The Gemara there has a shailam. If you have a suffix, if an Isha became, someone was Baal and Isha, have a suffix if he was a kasher or a pasul. So the mother has a cheskes kashers, so she is still kasher lakunam. Because she has a cheskes kashrus. The shaila is, what if she became pregnant and she has a daughter? Does that daughter also kasha lakuna? If a pasul was bayaler, so the daughter is pasul lakuna. So there's a man the Amma that says that she's kasha lakuna because she has a cheskes kashrus, but her daughter doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. Her daughter might have been, she was kasha till now, and the shaila is, if this be a made apostle. So Mela, we say we have a suffix. We don't know who is Baila. Maybe a kasha, maybe a apostle. So Mela, we say, Cheskes kashrus. Now, Shaykh and her daughter, we don't know that she was ever kasha. If a apostle was Baila, the daughter is apostle from inception. So Mela doesn't have a Cheskes kashrus. So Mela, we say the daughter is apostle. So what's pshat in the man? The Amal Maisa, we paskin the divya machsheba machsheba bita. We paskin the daughter is also a kasha. And even the man, the omen, says it's possible, could be it's only in my loss of b'yuchsin. So Shmaitzer says, Vaishas we hold that once the chazaka passes on the gufa shayla, whether that it was a kasher b'negei the mother, so who would then everything else that's negei to it, like the daughter, even though the daughter herself doesn't have a chazaka, but it's the same shayla. So vadei achri is a safik. Problem is, how would that shtim with this man, the omen, here, that says that you don't say that. You say, Becheskes Isser Aminan, Becheskes Tumalei Aminan. So if you're all like Taisus says he means only because it's Derabanan. Since it's Derabanan, the male, they weren't Machmel Legabe Tuma. But Be'etzim, he holds it as Svara, that if it would be me, their Isaf would be a real Suffolk, so the Becheskes Isser would work for the Tuma as well. But like we said, the Rambam, according to the Tefurah Shor's Pshat, holds that the Isser Nevela is their Isaf, but still holds there's no Tuma. Because there's no cheskes tuma. And Rashi holds that even the man the Omer that holds that there is tuma, it's because it's a cheskes ein eshchuta. The Rashi also says, it's because it's a chazaka that the behemoth b'chayeh, if it dies, will be tummy. Sounds like they don't necessarily hold that the cheskes issa could work for tuma, like vadi achriyas or safik. So maybe there's another pshat in the cheskes ein mahani labas. Could be it's not alts chazaka, could be it's alts labari. Or could be the daughter has a chazaka because she has a chazaka of her parents. Could be other svaras there. Then come Malkum Maharich. Balkopanim, let's chazar over what we saw in this Gemara now. In the Pshat and the Machlokes, you could learn Taisus and the Rashba and Mashman that Be'etzim, the whole thing is the Rabbanan. Me the Raisi, go Basarayiv. And why don't you go Basarayiv, me the Rabbanan? It could be because it's Efshu Levurei. And the reason why even b'di'evad you don't go b'asarev is also knas, because he should have been b'idik. Or, like the Rashba says, minarabbanan, you don't go b'asarev because the rev atoli b'maisa. But either way, since the whole din is a din d'rabbanan, so that's good for why it's not matami b'maisa. Or no, you have the Rambam and the Mashmayis of Rashi, that b'etzim, midaraisa, you don't go basa raiv, there is no raiv, or you don't go basa raiv, because the raiv atali b'maisa, but that only applies to the iser, where there's a cheskes iser, but there is no cheskes tumah. So meila, the chazak would only apply to iser, not to tumah, because there is no cheskes tumah, it wasn't tummy before. And what's the pshat in the man yomer that says it is tummy? So the two pshatim, either it could be a chazaka that's not geshechted, a chazaka that if it dies, it will be tummy, you need a meiser shkita to take it out. That's called the cheskes tumah. That's the Rajba. I think it's similar to Rashi of the chazaka she'ein shkuta. I think it's the same type of art. Chazaka, even the gabi tumah, that it needs a shkita or else it would be tummy. Or you have the vart that you can't have a taiti disashi. Once the chazaka passes the gabi isin, tumah is the same shaila, then the melech would pass in the gabi tumah. As avade achriyas a suffix. Like we're saying, the Rajba and Rashi is not mashim the hell that way because they had to explain why there's a chazaka l'gabi tumah as well. And also the man the Omar that says that there's no, it doesn't work the tumah. So if you hold this because, that it's because it's the Rabbanan, it's good. But if you hold that it's the Raisa and still doesn't work for tumah, so obviously he doesn't hold the Evadi Achriyas or Safik. That's how the Tfuah Shah learns the Rambam. The Rambam paskins mean the Raisa, it's also Machila, but still in that tumah, you're going to have to say the Rambam doesn't hold of the din of Evadi Achriyas or Safik, and the Rambam doesn't hold there's a chazaka of Enish Shkuta, that's good for the Machlaikis in the Gemara. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Gufa Amra Avuna Behema Bechaya Becheskes Isra Medes Hashivadalach B'men Nishchata. A Behema while it's alive has a Cheskes Isra and Fakarit any Safik is Asr until you know that it was Shechted. Nishchata Becheskes Heter Medes Hashivadalach B'man Nishchata. Once it's Shechted, you could assume it's Mutter. You don't have to go check for all the Trefas until you have a reason to declare that there's a Safik Trefa. So the Gemara says, "V'lei menishchata hutra." Why did it say "Atshi yivadalecha b'man nitchifa"? Let it just say "nishchata hutra," and we'll know that it's mutter. Rashi says the becheskes heter emedes loshin chazaka is only if you have a suffix. So you go b'as the chazaka. You have no suffix, so say that it's mutter. You don't have to declare any sveikis. So the Gemara says, "Hakamashman afkav disyalad bereisa." Even if there is a reisa, even if there was a suffix, you could still say that it's muti. It has a chazok, has a cheskes heter. Could the boy b'nei Rabbi Abba Miravuna, boz ze'ev natal b'nei me'ayim mahu. Let's say a ze'ev comes and takes away the b'nei me'ayim. Are you lying from the behema? So Mar says, natal alesnu. If it takes it away, so they're not here. And Rashi says, l'maisa, just like you're allowed to eat from the behema without looking at the b'nei me'ayim, now that the ze'ev took them, so what's wrong? Elanokav the name Ayamahu. What if the Zev came and made a hole in the name Ayam? Someone says, Nokavaka Kazina Dunakvinu. That's not a Reis. So you see the Zev taking the name Ayam, making a hole in it. So, Avada didn't have a hole. The Zev made the hole. Elanotla, the Zev took that. Vakzirin Kishahein Nekuvimahu. And the Zev returned it when they have a hole in it. Mi Chashinan Shamba Makam Nekav Eloi. That may be the Zev made a hole, there was already a hole there. So that's the chiddush of Nishchata Becheskes Heter Medes Hashivadim Manitrifa, that let's say Zev comes and takes the name Ayin, and he turns it, and we see a hole in it. We're not chayshish that the Zev made the hole in the place where there was already a hole. So the Gemara, the Mashmais of the Gemara is that the shaila isn't where this hole came from. The Gemara doesn't say there's a shaila, did the hole come from the Zev? Was the hole there before and the Zev never made a hole? It sounds like the Gemara names up with a brirus, with a clarkite, the Zev of Adam made a hole. And the shaila was there a hole there before the Zev made the hole? And he made the hole, but makam nekev. So shouts like the shaila, if the Zev vaday made a hole, even if you didn't see him make the hole, but you know Vaday made the hole. So once we're naming on the Zev made a hole, and the whole suffix is, was there a hole already before, why should you think that way? Just like if you don't have the name Ayim at all. You didn't look at them at all, the Zev took them away, they're gone. And we think maybe there was a hole there. No. So now that we see a hole, but we know Vaday that the Zev made the hole. Elamai, maybe there was a hole there before. Why should we think there's a hole there before? More than if we wouldn't have seen this hole. Because this hole, we know where it comes from. It came from the Zev. Elamai, there was also a hole before. Why should that bechal make a reisa? So the Leif Aryeh, one of the Mefarshim, asked the Shaila, and he says, Vais Dais, it's not, even if there are a few holes, and it's not clear that Zev made all the holes, it's also mutter, because since the Zev could have made the hole, there's a good tliya, there's a reason to believe that the hole was made after Shechita. There is a place, a tliya, a tzad vadai, that the hole was made after Shechita. So that's enough to be mutter. And Taisa says this already. Taisa says, the Banim Taisus, Afilu Yeshem Lekavim Harbe Shaloi B'makam Shinov, even if there are other holes, not where he was holding it in his teeth, Mistabat Tanikulu B'Zev. You say that the Zev made all these holes. Once the Zev was around, playing around with it, so it could have been in other places. That's what that Paiskim explained. Ki Echad Mechsherina and Echad Mesham Shiyad the Tapka. There's a Gemara later, Daf Mem Tes. It says, if you have a hole in the lungs, in a place where the Sheikhet was touching it, was feeling it, so then you say that he made the hole. So that's what the Gemara means. Avada, if we were to assume that Avada the Zev made the hole, then there's no mock to be cheshish, maybe there also was a hole there before he made the hole. There's nothing making us have a suffix about it. This hole we know. We know that the Zev made this hole. But the Teretz says no. It's not clear that the Zev made this hole. There was other holes, which is not clear that the Zev made. They could have been there before. It could be the Zev made them. We have a suffix, we have a tliya, and that's good enough. And that's the chiddush of the Cheskes Heter. We talk have a suffix, but we have a tliya. That's the Leif Aryeh's pshat. Now, the Simla Chadosha, Tvu Ashar, the Sefer Simla Chadosha, Simla Lamed Vav, it's Ayis Yud Ches, points out that the Gemara is not mashed away. The Gemara says, Ayichashin and Shema b'mokam nek if nokat. It doesn't sound like that we know he made one hole, Ayichashish he made other holes. The Shal is, this mokam nekev, was there a nekev before? The Levi is bothered by it. He says, Epesipshad, which is abyssal. Also, Levi also points out, Taisus is not mashmi held that way, because Taisus says, for a chiddush, that even if there are other holes, but you can be telling all of them in the Zev. And it brings the Raya from Gemara later. L'chayr, l'fida levaya, that's the pshat in the Gemara here. That's gufa the taich of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that even though the Zev only made one hole, and there's more than one hole, you can be telling that in the Zev. And that's the chiddush of Nishka b'cheskes etter emedis. The taich is not mashmin our way. He's not going to bother with the taiches. But the Simla Chadasha wants to say that the pshat is that the Gemara doesn't mean that we know we're going to assume that the Zev made a hole. We don't know that the Zev really made a full hole, a complete nekev mefulish that would make it a treifa. Sheva b'makam nekev nokev means that maybe in the place where the Zev was holding it in his mouth, that's where there was a nekev, and the Zev really didn't make the nekev. Also a little dachuk. But the emesis, as I state in the Ramban, on a little bit later, Nafyud Beis, says Mamish Kamat the same thing. He mentions it Derech Agav. His lashon is Umashma Delav B'Davka Chazi De'iru Nekvinu Mamish Kamar. Doesn't mean that we know that the Zev Mamish Elamishin the Derech Hazev Limkev Kamar Hachi. The point that the Gemara is because normally he makes a nekev. We don't know for sure that he made a nekev. Because Achrayim didn't have this Ramban, it wasn't in the older Tfusim, it's only in the more newer Tfusim, this Keta of the Ramban. Al Kopanim, the Leif Aryeh and the Tfu Ashar, they both Neman, that if we would know 100% sure that the Zev made a Nekev, and the whole Shaila is, maybe there was also a Nekev there before the Zev made the Nekev, and he made his Nekev in the place where there was already a Nekev, that's not called a Safek Bechlal. There's no more reason to be Cheshish that there was a Nekev there, where the Zev made the Nekev, then the Stam think that maybe there's a Nekev there if Yibachal don't see the Bnei Me'ayim. And like we said, the Ramban is also Mashmei, he learned that way. Now the Chavis Das, in Simon Laman Vavay's Beis, he says like this, he says, he wants to answer the Tvur Shar's Kasha. Avada the Gemara is talking about, the assumption is that the Zev made the Nekev. So what's the Pshat? That what was the Gemara's Havamina? That you have to be Cheshish for a Nekev. If the Nekev we see, we know the Zev made this Nekev, so why should it be Cheshish that there was a Nekev there before any more than Stam to be Cheshish that there's a Nekev? So the Chavis Das says, because Zev Shalavar, if the Zev took away the Bnei Me'ayim, and we don't have them in front of us, so it's not Zev Shalavar, so that it's Mutter. But here we have a Nekev, and you're able to make a similar Nekev, and see if the Nekev here looks like the Nekev you're making. If it doesn't, so then it's Araya was Bnei Me'ayim. There's a way, once you have a Nekev here, there's a way to make a test to see if it was Bnei Me'ayim or Lachamisa. The Gemara in Daf Nun talks about Makif and Bereya, you can make a similar Nekev and see if it looks the same. If it looks the same, so they probably both made Lachamisa. If not, then you say it was Mechayim. So that was the Gemara Shaila, maybe you have to be Mevar. That says the Chavis Das is also Maskin, that if you know the Zev made a Nekev, there's no Havamina, that you have to be Chayshish for another Nekev. Anything more, then you stop to be Chayshish for Nekev if you don't know anything. But if you have the Nekev of a Nenu that the Zev made, and you could be Mavar that maybe the Nekev was really there, Mechayim, and the Zev just made his hole in a place where there's already a Nekev, so then there'd be a half a minute that you'd have to be Mavar because Zev should live ruin. That's stay in the Chavis Das. But what's not clear to me is, and maybe when we get to the next Svarim, maybe this will become one as Bar, is L'maisan Halacha is that when the Bnei Me'ayim are here, you don't have to look at them. You don't have to be Beidik the Bnei Me'ayim Bechlal. You're allowed the chatchila to throw the Bnei Me'ayim away without looking at them. The lungs is a big shaila. That's what Rashba talks here. Come, we'll talk about it in a future shir. There's a chiv to be baidik the lungs, and there's a whole shaila in the Rishayim. If the lungs are lost and you weren't baidik them, what's the din? The Rishayim say, the Rashba, the Ramban, that just like the Bnei Me'ayim, the Zev took away, the Bnei Me'ayim is kosher, the Rei is also included in Bnei Me'ayim and B'di'evid. If you didn't check the lungs, it was taken away, it's kosher. But that's just the lungs. The other Bnei Me'ayim, the Dakim, like Rashi says, the intestines, you don't have to check at all. So you see clear that there's no din of Efshe Levruei to Mevayah, that there is a hole. So why would Efshe Levruei, when you have a hole, but you know the Zev made a hole, why would then you have to be Mevayah any more than if you don't see any hole, to just look at the Dakim to see if there is a hole? So the stipler, he didn't see the Ramban, because it wasn't printed yet, I think. And he didn't see the Silma Chadash and the Chavis Das. He just saw the Lev Aryeh. And the Lev Aryeh was saying that we're talking about not the Nekev that we know the Zev made, but the other Nekevim. And he said it wasn't Mestaber, like we said before. The Gemara says, Michashin and Shema B'makam Nekev Nokav. Sounds like we're talking about the Nekev that he made. And he didn't have on the pshat like the Silma Chadash that we're not assuming that the Zev made a Nekev. It's only... it's possible the Zev made a Nekev, because the Gemara's Mashma, Shema, Mokam, Nekev, Nokev, sounds like that we know that the Zev made a Nekev. The only shallows was there already a Nekev before. So the stipler says that you see from this Gemara that even though you don't have to declare that there's a Nekev there, but if there is a Nekev there, even though we know burr that the Zev punctured the skin, but the question was that maybe he punctured in a place where there was a hole, once we're clearing about the Nekev, so Mamela, that gives us a Makam Reyes to declare. And the Gemara had a Shaila, that maybe it's Treif. Now, Abisalah, B'chudish Dika Svara. And that's what the Stablis Tani, he brought different Degmois to this Svara. Like by Cheskes Gimel Shanim, if someone's in a house, you could assume that if he was there during the day, he's also there at night. But if the Ma'ar says, maybe you weren't there by night, he tainis, bring me a rayu there by night, then he's naman, and he has to bring a rayu there by night. Even though if he doesn't say anything, we assume he was there by night, but if you mention it, so he's starting with clearing about it, so then you have to bring a rayu. So normally you wouldn't bechlal, bechayshish for a nekev, but once we see a nekev, even though it's bar that the nekev was even though it's bar that the zev's teeth punctured it, but we have to say that this Nekev came from the Zev, but maybe there was a Nekev there before. That's called a Reisa. That's a Stipler Svara. That would fit best to Lashon HaGemara. That there was a Zirin Shein Nekuvin and a Shailish Hema B'Makam Nekev Nokav. Even though we know he punctured it, but maybe there was a puncture there before. I was Stam don't clear about a Nekev, but when we see a Nekev, then we have to clear. And that's what Gemara is saying, but still, you can go Basa the Cheskes Heter. So Mechudish Dik Esvara, now Kumi Nechavis Das held the Esvara of Ezoi Vait that will be Efshel Levruei. Normally when you have no Mokim to clay, you wouldn't even say Efshel Levruei. Mechatesis is a Trefa. You don't have to go and check all 18 Trefas. You don't have to check every single Aver of the Behemoth to make sure there's no Trefas. No such Halacha. But if you have the hole, even if you know the hole came from a Zev, you know the Zev's teeth punctured it, but now you could be Mavar, you could make another hole and figure out if this hole was done Mechayim Ulacha Misam. The stipulous svar that he's saying, that having a hole that you're dining on is genug to shafer Sufik, the Chavis Das held if a Zev Vait, at least to make it that by Evshel Avru you'd have to be Mavar. But Ka'omer, the Leiv Ari in the Sima Chadosha, and the Shtarka Mashmais from the Ramban, they bechol didn't hold this svar. They hold, if you know for sure the Zev function, that there is no Reisa. The Reisa has to come either like the Leiv Ari because of the other holes, or like the Sima Chadosha, because we don't know for sure the Zev function. It's just an assumption, it's just a good sad, but we don't have shot that we know that for sure. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Eisvei, Rot Sibra Menaka B'teinav Achim Menaka B'avetichim. If a bird was pecking on a fig, or a mouse was pecking on a watermelon, Chayshin Shemba Mokam Nekev Nokav. Then you are Chayshish that maybe they're making a hole in a place where there was a hole, and a snake ate from it, and it's a Shaila that it might be poisonous. It's a Kanis Nefashis. A Malay, so we answered him, Mika Madame Sisur Le Sakanta, Sakanta Shani. By Sakanta, it's worse, by Sakanta, you are Chayshish Mokam Nekev Nokav. Then the Gemara goes weiter, that Rava said, what's the difference Sakana and Isur? Just like by Sakana, Safik is Lechumra, Isur also Safik is Lechumra. So Abaya asked Rava, you don't hold there's a difference between Sakana and Isur. Safik Tumashis Ravim is Tahar, and Safik Mayim Megulim. You have a Safik Tumashis Ravim is saying it's Tahar, but Safik Mayim Megulim, you have water that was left out and a Safik of a snake drank from it. In the Gemara's time when it was shchiach that snakes should come, it's also, see, there is a chil between Isura and Sakana. So the Gemara says, no. Tumah is different because Hilchas of Gemimi La Miseita, that you learn now, the Suffolk Tumah Shesaram Sveka Itar. Then the Gemara brings the Kasha from Avsimi, that brought a Raya from Dovash Einbei Das Lishol, if a mouse was going with the Tumah, and Sashayla, if it was Negei, to the Kikares, also the din is even Shusayachit Sveikatar. The Gemara says, no, that's also Lacha Gemiri. The Dava Shem Badasa Shos, also Hulchas a Gemiri, that Sveika is Tar. And then Ravashi brought a Raya, that by the case of Itzlecha, Shnicha Megula, whatever it is, Lagabe Paras Chatas, it's not a problem, you don't assume that a snake drank from it and passed the Paras Chatas, but Lagabe drinking it, Safik Mayim Megulam, it's also, is a Raya in a Chamir Sakanta Misura. That's it, the Gemara fears ice on Yudah Manal. But I'll go upon him. It's very, very schwer what exactly the Shakla Vatai of the Gemara is. I'm going to say a few pshatim, we'll say over from the Mepharshim. Well, much a abyssal. But the mice that ends up to me, I still don't have it, but it's a very good pshat. What was Rav's svar? That Rav says that he doesn't think that Isura is any Muhammad and Sakana. Savak Sakana is Asir, Savak Yisur is Asir. So merely giving a Raya from Sakana, just like by Sakana you find that you don't say, you Chayshish, Shem Makam Nekev Nakav, who would them in Isir, you have to be Chayshish, Shem Makam Nekev Nakav. And Abaya and Avsimi wanted to bring a Raya from Tuma that Chamir is Sakantim Yisur, because by Tuma you say Sveka Tar, and Ravish logged up, by Tuma is different because Savak Tuma Shesram Sveka Tar is a din, and who would din Davashem Bidasli Shah. So what's exactly the machlokes Rava with Abaye and Avsimi? What's the machlokes? So Taisa says that Rava held you don't go basa chazaka. That's what Rava held. That's the pshat in Rava. Since you see by sakana you don't go basa chazaka, is a raya that by issi you don't go basa chazaka. So Abaye and Avsimi said, have a raya you do go basa chazaka by issi because you see savak tumish yisraam sveke tamei. Or by the mouse, by Davish Aim Bidas Lishol, Sveikatar. Savasham Sveikatar. Or the mouse, Davish Aim Dashol, Sveikatar. And Abaye and Avsimi didn't hold there was a special halachal Meshim Sinai. That Sveika is Tar B'shus Harabim. Or by Davish Aim Bidas Lishol. They all forget. The reason why it's Tar by B'shus Harabim. Or by Aim Bidas Lishol. Is because Sveika is Tar. The halachal Meshim Sinai is only the other way. That by Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and by Yeshli Dasli Shol, then there's Lacha Meshi Misin there Sveika Tameh. But by Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and Eibed Dasli Shol, the reason why it's Tar is because of Chazaka. Is there how you go about the Chazaka? And Rava said no. The reason why it's tar is because the special gzeres has nothing to do with chazaka, even if there's no chazaka. Bishus haram, it's tar, not as chazaka. That's a nayyad din, savak tumish haram is veka tar. That's how Taisus learns the shakla v'tanya. But l'chayr it's tamua, like the Rashba asks. You don't go bust the chazaka. How could Rav hold you don't go bust the chazaka? In Gan Chas, you go bust the chazaka. So the Torah Chaim, Eifenart says, that Rav held, you only go bust the chazaka by mom and not by Yisr. Tapela. L'chayr is kama mishnayis, the Peshua mentions it, is kama mishnayis all over the place that you go bust the chazaka. The Gemara doesn't ask for any of it. The Chaim de Shloimei, and Shal Shuvas Chaim de Shloimei, or Deis Simen Hei, he says that not the Pshat, you don't go bust the Chazaka. The Pshat is that when there's a race, you don't go bust the Chazaka. When Chazaka tells you, he says, like the Mishnah in Gittin says, that someone who sends a Chatas in Medina Sayyam, you're allowed to be Makriv the Chatas and assume that the owner is still alive. Or, woman that her husband goes in Dinis Hayam, Eishas Kayin, she can eat Shum, assuming the husband's still alive, because there's no Reyes in the Chazaka. There's no Tut Stundim. So Melu Yavanda, in that case, Rav is masking go by the Chazaka. When you have a Reyes, so you have a Suffolk Lefanenu, then Rav holds you don't go by the Chazaka. To me, it's Shmer, Lechayit Kama Gemaris that say, that even with the Reyes, you go by the Chazaka. You have a Get, Suffolk Karavloy, Suffolk Karavloy. It's a Reyes. A Get was thrown. Has two tzadim, safakaravoy, safakaravla, you still go bust the chazaka. See, when Taisus is mashma, that the shaila was in deraisis. If me deraisi, go bust the chazaka. L'chayit is mefurish all over, that even when there's a reis, you go bust the chazaka. The Rashba says pretty karev to the Chaim de Shloimei. He says like this. The Rashba asks the kasha, how could Rava say don't go bust the chazaka? In Gan Shas, we always find you go bust the chazaka. So it brings a teacher many yaina that mayim megulim there is no chazaka, because it's bol chazaka since it's shchicha nechashim, and it brings a gemara nida. The gemara nida says that isha, since it's shchicha bedamim, she doesn't have a cheskes tara, which is by me very shver. The gemara the abemisin says fakert. The gemara is a machlekes shamei and hillel. If an isha that becomes a nida, always chayshish that she was a nida before from the last time she was baidik. Shammai holds Dayan Shasan. She's only Nida from the time that we know she's a Nida. She has a Chazaka till then. And Hillel says that no, since she's a Lula Lirai, since she can have a Ri at any time, we don't go Basa Chazaka. And the Maskana was, Leikadiv Rezev, Leikadiv Rezev. But you go back 24 hours, and where is Mavur? There was a Chumr Derabana for Chuma and Kachim. Habetzim, you go Basa Chazaka. But this is what it says in the Rajma. It says, Rabbeinu Yaini, you don't go Basa Chazaka because it's shchiach nechashim. And then he says that, so what's pshat in Abaya? So why did Abaya say that it, why did Abaya hold its mutter without the din of Savak Tum Rishus Ram Sveikatar? It's like we said, Abaya holds its no din Savak Tum Rishus Ram Sveikatar. So he says that Abaya held the whole din of Savak Teraisa Lechumra is only when it's a Savak B'Teilada. You have a Savak what it is, like a Savak Chel of Savak Shuma. You have a Savak what it is, you go Lechumra. Mashenkin, if it's a suffix, he calls it a suffix b'mikra. Even if there's no chazaka, but if it's a suffix, if something happened, you don't say suffix l'chumra. So he says, l'mashal by mikvah. And again, it's only according to one Tana. But a mikvah that you find now, it's chaser. So you can't go bust in a chazaka of the mikvah because the person was tamei. So you have the chazaka of the gavra that was tamei, kenega the chazaka of the mikveh that was originally mali, but now it's chaser. So according to Reb Shimon, he's tar, b'shus harabim, why? Abaya held, because it's a suffix, if something happened to the mikveh, if it became chaser, anytime a suffix, if something happened, then you don't say suffix deraisa l'chumra. Big Shiloh, what does he mean exactly? What's the difference between a suffix b'teilada or a suffix b'mikveh? I mean, it's even more shver. What does it mean by reisa? You don't go basa chazaka. In kol ater kuli, you go basa chazaka by reisa. Nida itself is the biggest dry, you go basa chazaka. And safakaravla is just as much as the reisa as the nechash and the nashich to drink from the water. And you still go basa chazaka. Yeah, very shver. There's a shmeitza, famous shmeitza, Aleph Perik Dalin, that wants to learn that the Machlokes Rava against the Bayin Afshimi is, The famous Machlokes Yishonim, the Rambam holds that Safek Deraisa L'Chumra is a Derabanan D'Kedin. Mi Deraisa, Safek Deraisa is L'Kula, Mi Derabanan, you say Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. The Rashi holds, no, Safek Deraisa L'Chumra is a Deraisa D'Kedin. Sotek Shmaitza, he thinks it's a Machlokes Amaron. Why did Abaye hold that by Yisur it's Mutter? Because he held that Safek Deraisa L'Chumra is only Derabanan. And Memela by Tumah, they weren't Geyser. So Mela, that's why, that's his raya. Abaye is bringing a raya that Chamir is Sakanta Miyisura. Because Sakana, Safek Sakana is Avad Asimi Deraisa. And by Isser, a Safek Isser, is a Kulami Deraisa. So that's the raya that Chamir is Sakanta Miyisura. And how do I know that Safek Isser is a Kulami Deraisa? Because since they weren't Geyser by Tumah, if it will be Deraisa, it will be by Tumah also. Because Abaye again, Abaye didn't hold that Safek Tumish Sarabim was Hilchus of Gemirila. The other way only. Safek Tumish Sayachar is Gemiri that it's Tameh. But Bashir Sarabim, you don't have anything. Why is it Torah Bashir Sarabim? Because Safek Deraisa is the Kulami Deraisa. And the Rabbanah weren't Geyser by Tumah. So that shows you that Safek Deraisa is the Kula. It's not Alts Chazaka because Safek Tumish Sarabim is even when there's no Chazaka, you say that it's Torah. And Rava held, no. Rav held that Safek Deraisa is the Chumra mi Deraisa, because the same thing like Sakana. And Memela, Safek Tumish Yisra'am is a special Lachas HaGemiri law. So Zakti Shmaitza, so the Maskanas HaGemara is that we paskin Chamir Sakantim Yisur. That says that we paskin that Safek Deraisa is the Kula mi Deraisa. Only Safek Sakana is the Chumra mi Deraisa. So that's a right to the Rambam. That's why the Rambam holds that Safek Deraisa L'chumra is derabanan, Safek deraisa l'kula mi deraisa. And the Rashba holds a Safek deraisa l'chumra mi deraisa, that the pshat is the Rashba is l'shitasei, because he made this chilek between a Safek telad and a Safek mikra. That any time it's a Safek telad, a Safek chela, a Safek shuman, you don't know what it is, then it's l'chumra mi deraisa. Abaye was only being makel by a Safek mikra, Safek if something happened, Safek if something happened, that's the Kula mi Deraisa. And that's the raya that Sakana is more chumra, because even if Safek something happened is the chumra by Sakana. So that's a Shev Shmaitzer Shtickle. The Gemalding is Shtickle, but he's netting on that the Gemara is a case where you don't have Chazaka, L'chaira, the normal case of Safek Tumish Sarabim, and particularly Rav Simi's case, of Sheris Vithi Chulda, the Chulda Malachas Lagamdi Gikarish Salchuma, L'chaira you have the Chazaka there. And that the Rashba says you don't have the chazaka because it's a Safek Naga, you have the Safek Lefenenu, L'chayit, it doesn't stay the chazaka. You don't find in other places, Safek Karavoy, you have the chazaka. The Kasha is still Shver, but Pshat in the Gemara, Taisus learns that Pshat in the Gemara is, do you go Basa Chazaka or not? Rav holds, you don't go Basa Chazaka. Taisus Chaim learns in Taisus, he means period, you don't go Basa Chazaka. Very, very Shver. The Chavdei Shleimer lives Pshat in Taisus, he means when there's a Reyes, you don't go Basa Chazaka. And that's the Machlokes. You go Basa Chazaka when there's a Reyes. The Rashba is saying when there's a Reyes, everyone knows you don't go Basa Chazaka. So the Shmaitz is explaining that we're talking about you don't have a Chazaka because there's a Reyes, so you don't go Basa Chazaka. Now the reason why Abaye holds his Mutter is because Safek Deraisa is Lekula mi Deraisa. So male, they weren't Geyser by Tumah. And Rav holds it's Asa because Safek Deraisa is L'chumra mi Deraisa. And Tumah is a special Xeris Akasa V'lach Olei Shem Sinai. Now the Rambam would learn up the Gemara that Abaye and Afsimi, who we pask alike, hold that all Safek Deraisa is L'kula mi Deraisa. And the Rashi makes the Chilah between Safek Telad and Safek Mikra. That's a Shmaitzes Cheshmet. And the Pnei Yeshua has a Meridik Ashtikl. Rav Shimon Shkop Emerson was Mechavim to the Ashtikl. It's in Shari Yesher. Shara Aleph, Perik Beis, but the Pnei Yeshua Mamash was Kaidim to Krakodman the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says it with the Meridikite. He says the Sunya is very Shver. Because Avadin Halacha is that by Issa Yigobas the Chazaka, that's Pashit. It's an all over Shas. And Avadin Halacha is by Sakani, you don't go Bas the Chazaka. So what does Rava want? Nika Medamis Yisuru L'Sakantam Zapela. Sakani, don't go Basa Chazaka. Isi, do go Basa Chazaka. What's the pshat b'chlal? So he says like this. I'll say over the whole shtickle the way he says it in the Bissel. Not Mamish the whole shtickle, but I'll say over a little bit more. The Gemara says, "Boim there, Rabbi Abba Mirav Huna." Rabbi Abba asked the Shaila from Rav Huna, "What's the din if a Zev came and took the Bnei Me'ayim? Are you chayshish in return to Kashen the Kuvin? Are you chayshish in Makom Nekev Nokav?" So the Gemara says, Rav Huna answered, "Ain chayshish in Shema b'Makom Nekev Nokav." So Mela Esve means Rav Abba asked Rav Huna, but I have a brayser that says you are. So he answers the Chiluk Sakana and Isser. So he wanted to know if Rav Abba knew this brayser, because as soon as Rav Huna answered him that you're not chayshish, he asked from the brayser that says you are. So what's he asking him a shaila? And also he wants to know, why did Rav Huna say Ein chayshin shemba b'makom nekev nokav? Why did he just say Ein chayshin? Why did he have to repeat again Ein chayshin shemba b'makom nekev nokav? Two diukim in the Gemara. One diuk is Rav Abba asked the shaila. Rav Huna answered, "You're not chayshish," and Rav Abba asked him, but the Brisa says you are. So you made a chiluk sakana and isser. Why did Rav Abba ask the shaila if the Brisa said that? And the second thing is, why did Rav Huna repeat Ein chayshin shemba b'makom nekev nokav? He's just saying chayshishin. The third sky and asked the second kasha. Anyway, Zakdazai. The Gemara says in Daf Yud that according to Rav Huna, if somebody shechs with the sakin baduk, and after the shkita he breaks a bone with the sakin, and then he checks the sakin and he finds there's a pegim in it. Rav Huna held it was asur, even though it's quite likely the pegim came from the bone. But no. We're not tailing the bone. We're afraid the pegima came before the shkita, and he shechted with the second pogam and its aser. So you see, the Rav Huna held that even when you have a tliya, you don't do the tliya. You don't say that nishka to hutra. Here, why don't you say nishka to hutra? It was shechted with the second baduk. Why don't you say it's sutter? Aye, now you found the pegima in the second. We have a tliya. The pegima could have came from a bone. You don't say that. It's a suffix. Maybe it came from the bone, maybe it didn't. It's a male, you have to be chayshish and yasir the bema. That's what Rav Huna himself held. So what's the pshat in here when the Zev took the bnei me'ayim, Rav Huna says that it's okay. The Teretz says because when the Zev takes the bnei me'ayim, it's so shchiach that the Zev can make the nekev that it's not considered a chash b'chlal. It's not a suffik b'chlal. If it's a suffik, you'd have to be toiled in the Zev, Rav Huna would hold you not toiled. But he's saying, it's not pshat, it's a suffix and I'm toiled in the Zev. It's a suffix b'chlal. There's no suffix b'chlal. That's Rav Huna held. So Rav Abba Shaila was, what do you do when there's a suffix? Have a suffix. Maybe the Nekev came from the Zev, maybe it didn't. Rav Huna said, in the case of Zev, there is no suffix. The Zev, they made the Nekev, and you're not chayshish that maybe there's a Nekev there before. Ah, so Rav Abba was asking, you hold there's no suffix. So what's the pshat by the tzibra menakev b'tein and ach menakev b'vetichin yichayshin over there shem makom nekev nokev afraid for the snake? You told me there's no suffik. Now, when there's a suffik, I find I know that Isser is a different gather than sakana. Isser, you go b'asach hazaka, sakana, you don't go b'asach hazaka. I thought I knew that. But you're telling me b'etzim by Isser also you wouldn't go b'asach hazaka. Just there's no suffik. There's no chalai suffik b'chalal. So oy b'zai, so by sakana also there's no suffik. So it's like Rav Huna, no. Chamiri sakanta me isur. In isur, that's called that there's no suffix. But in sakana, even such a thing is called a suffix. So that Rav didn't like. What's the difference? If it's called a suffix legabe, if it's not called a suffix legabe isur, it's not called a suffix legabe sakana. If it's called a suffix legabe sakana, so hey, it's just a suffix legabe isur. And you're also masking if it's a suffix will be asur. That's a play Yeshua shtickle in the Gemara. I think saying the same shtickel. The only thing that bothers me is, on both the Pnei Yeshua and Pshimishkop, that trying to say that that's also what Abaye wanted to prove in Efsimi or so. And I don't have that bechlau, because in Abaye's case of Safek Tum Vishus Rabim, and Efsimi's case of the Sheres Vifi Chulda Vichulda Malechas Lagabi Kikaris, Avada is a Safek there. Avada is a Safek there Lagabi Tum also. And the reason why it's good is because of the chazaka. So what's the bain of Simi proving that Chamir is kanta miyisura? They both talk about it. They both say if shat, they don't have it. But luli devrayim, I would learn like this. The first part I would learn exactly the way they're learning. That the pshat is, we're not learning Hilchas Chazaka. That's a thing Yeshua is very bothered with. A lot of Gemaras that talk about what's it in my Suffolk Trefus, what's it in my Suffolk Shkita. A lot of Gemaras that are coming up. No one mentions anything about Sakana, about Mayim Megulim. What's this Gemara talking about? Chamiris, the Kamta Mesur, bringing him Naim Megulam. What's going on? Zagir Chazai. Rav Huna was saying, like they're learning, Eichar Shem Makam Nekav Nakav means that there is no Safik. Doesn't have a Chalei Shem Safik. Fine. If it's even better, like the stipler that the Pshat is that you know there was a Nekav from the Zev. So that doesn't make a Reis for a Safik. I, by Sakana, you see, this called the Safik. Teretz says, Sakana is different. Chamir Yisakanta Misur. By Sakana, it's yeah, called the Safik. But Rava asks that he doesn't hold that Sakana's Chama for Misur. Sakana is he felt have mamish the same gedarim. Maishana. Safik Yisur Lechumra, Safik Sakana Lechumra. There's no chilik in Sakana and Issa. That's a Rava held. And that you have the Machlaikis. Abai was trying to prove him from Safik Tumlusha Sarabim that there are chilukim in gedarim. Either they're arguing about whether you go basa chazaka, or they're arguing if a safik derais is lechumer mi derais, lekula mi derais like the shmeitza. Whatever they're arguing about, they're not arguing about if something is a chaloi safik legabi iser or a chaloi safik legabi sakana. That's not the machlekes. They're not discussing that. They're discussing conceptually, is iser more chomer than sakana? Rava says it's not. Abai says I can prove you it is. Rava doesn't like the proof. What's Takab Shant? Why isn't there a chazaka? Like I said, I have that shvei. I don't have a good pshat. Rav Stam doesn't only go bus a chazaka like Taisa says. I don't understand. Like the Rajba asks, L'chayir kol ha-tarikula says you go bus a chazaka. The Rajba's pshat that when you have a reyes, so there is no chazaka. Why not? You find also in kol ha-tarikula, even when there's a reyes, so there is a chazaka. The case that he brought by Nida Gufa that says that there's a chazaka there, legabe everything except for kachim, and even legabe kachim, it only goes back for 24 hours. So Isha has a chazaka, even though she's a lula liris, she has a chazaka. Meshur stani nanasti. By Isha, by Rumid Daberis and Nksuvis, you have a woman that was nibbled to someone, and it's Reif Sulim. Gemara says she has a chazaka, even though she was badly nibbled to someone, and it's Reif Sulim, she has a chazaka. I don't understand the nidin. But whatever it may be, Abaye held that you see from here the gdarim of Sakana and Isser, the gdarim of Sakana is more common than gdarim of Isser, and the mailer of Hunis Teretz, that what's called the Chaloi Safak Lagabe Isser is cholik from what's called the Chaloi Safak Lagabe Sakana. And Ravel, not that way. So Emes, if you learn that way, and this is not like the Shmaitse either, you could say like this. You could say that Avada L'maskona we hold Chamir Sakanta Meisura. That was the Gemara's Maskona. So Avada Rav Huna is right that you don't say Shem HaMakam Nikiv Nekiv it's not a Chaloi Safik B'chlal, doesn't have a Reis of a Safik L'gabi Isser, even though it has a Reis of a Safik L'gabi Sakana. But on the Etzim Din, if Safik Dereis is L'chumra Mi Dereis Mi Derabanan, could be we take a hold like Rava? Happens to be Sakana is more Chumra, but Isser also has a Chumra. And Sveika is the Chumra. The Gemara just proved from another case that Sakana is more chamer than Isser. And mainly you could say of Hunis Teretz that something which is not considered a Safik Benegei Isser is still considered a Safik Benegei Sakana. But what's the dim with the Sveikas? Could be Rava's right. And Safik Dereis is Lechumim Mi Dereis. But I'll go upon him, that's what I'm saying. You could say the Knech of the Pnei Yeshuam and Rav Shimon Shkom that the original shayla of the Gemara of Shem Makam Nikiv Nekev and the Raya from Sakana was also shayla to what is it considered a Safik or not? What's the gdarm of what's called a Safik even? But when a Zev takes the name I am, I don't even have a Safik. If it would be a Safik, I wouldn't hold a Zasser. He just holds his no Safik. And Rav holds no. If it is a Safik, Lagabe Sakana, if it's a Safik, Lagabe Isur, so the gdarm aren't the same. And then they had to cite the shayla, could I prove to you that Rav Huna's teretz is good because I could prove to you the gdarim of Sakana are more common than the gdarim of Isser. And by held I could prove it from Safak Tumrish Yisrabim, Udav Hashem Badas Lishol, Rav Simi said. And Rav held, no, you can't prove it from there because that's Xeris Akasov. But they weren't discussing what's a Chaloi Safak or not. They were discussing Stam, what to do when there's a Safak. That they held the goal of Kula, either because of Chazaka, or because Safak Deraisa of Kula, or because it's a Mikra, not a Telad, like we said, the different Pshatim. And Rav Eldigol Lechumra. So it's not a riot that there's any chilik and gather between Sakana and Issa. But the Maskana is there is. And the Maskana is there. If Hunis Teretz is richtig, that by Issa it is called the Chalei Safik, by Issa it's not called the Chalei Safik, by Sakana it is called the Chalei Safik.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.